This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As I mentioned when we started this study of Matthew 24 and 25, I felt it would be wise to add a point in the outline that focuses on the person of Jesus Christ. Point 4 in the outline would be, remember the one who shared this information. To adequately do this, we need to include the chapters surrounding the two we've been studying. I was fascinated by what some, trying to trap him in his words in Matthew 24:16, said to him. Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. Consider four qualities they acknowledged. It would be wise for us to emulate these. The first quality is integrity. He could be trusted to do what is right. His word was trustworthy. He walked his talk, and everyone knew it. When he taught the way of God, it was not only clear, it was always in accordance with the truth. That's why he could claim, "I am the truth." He constantly was confronted by those who tried trapping him with what they thought were trick questions. Since he was not swayed by men, he was able to think and speak clearly in giving his answer, that is, if he chose to give an answer. He often turned their questions on them to expose their deceitfulness. Since he didn't pay attention to who the people were who confronted him, he was able to stand his ground. This was most clearly seen when he stood before Pilate. He knew who his accusers and questioners were, but more importantly, he knew who he was.